Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. My name is Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson. I'm a teaching pastor and the author of the Victory Book. And joining me in our Providence studio today is Mike Warner, our very own entertainment guru, TGIT. Thank God I talk.
Also, thank God it's Thursday.
Mike and I are going to be talking about ABC and Shondaland's How to Get Away with Murder, where Annalise and Nate try to get Nate's dad a psych evaluation so they can have his murder case retried under an insanity plea. Michaela tries to convince Tegan to give her a chance to earn her trust back. We're also going to be talking about NBC's Law & Order SVU and ABC's long in the tooth series, Grey's Anatomy. It's all ahead next.
TV just to reveal JC, yeah. TiVo Mike.
What the flip are you doing grabbing my hair?
Oh my gosh. So,
wasn't that the best reaction?
First off, I love how we got the pre-conversation of, well, you're not really good with the client.
Right. I'm good in small
doses. Yeah. I love that we got that. I love that we got it. Because I was like, wow, they know her.
Right. Yes.
And then we get this little uppity white lady.
Oh, my Lord.
Who's so happy to be around all these new privileged kids.
Thank you. Like, look at that. They're not even in jail. They're right here. I think I spot a gay. I spot a black. I spot an Asian. I spy with my white eye.
Oh, man. It was crazy. It was even crazier.
Wow.
Because she's, like, so humbled, quote,
yes,
unquote.
Right.
Hands folded like a good,
yes,
innocent victim.
Like, hello.
And
and inside.
Oh, my gosh. You look even, you're even more charming than in, on the news in person.
Right.
Like, hold on.
Yeah, what
kind of backward ass comment?
Thank
compliment
you.
Was that?
These backhanded comments. Like when Obama was running, they said, oh, he speaks so well.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
To what exactly?
Yo, yo, I'm running, yo, for president, yo. Because, you
I
know, yo.
I couldn't even deal with it.
Like, come on.
And then.
It happened.
You're here. It's even different than the last
yes.
time I saw
it. Is it
it
real? Can I. I'm like, so much is wrong with that sentence. That
just
was
the
perfect way.
Ass
the
real.
Right, and the pull away. The
you thought you were gonna touch her hair?
What the? I think she did. She curse at her?
She almost cursed.
Oh, okay. Like, what you doing? And I liked how awkward she felt. Like, oh my God. She goes, well, I thought it was a compliment. No, it's not a compliment. Asking a black
out
woman.
Tegan who's got her hair up. Even they, Tegan was
yeah,
like,
even,
oh my God.
She goes,
this woman
it's
did not
over.
Just do that.
It is so over. We got to blackmail our client.
Yeah.
It was so bad, but good and honest.
Yes.
She is very who she said. You know,
and
she
it reminded
gave
me, Viola Davis is from Rhode Island,
yes.
Central Falls, to
yes,
be exact.
Yes, she is.
She went straight hood with that look.
It was like, what?
And she didn't even say goodbye. She went hood, and then
yeah.
She went in her office and closed the door.
Didn't do anything else. Didn't explain it. Didn't go, oh, I'm sorry for reacting that way. Let me say, no, it was what it was. Again, I connected in that moment. I'm like, I want to respond. In my head.
Yeah.
The way, like, I just want to be that way and just not care about the consequence.
Yeah.
I really want that. I really want it.
It was perfect.
Such
it
a
was
good
perfect. But the episode, oh my goodness.
Like, what like, else can they squeeze out of this show? It's so good.
That they keep you entertained. And that's the thing. Like,
at every level.
Boring, we brought it back to the courtroom.
Right.
I'm loving what's going on with Gabriel.
Which one's Gabriel?
Maddox, that's Bonnie's son.
Oh, that's right.
I'm loving how
he's not the son. Because now they said, right, the DNA didn't match.
No, they didn't fit. I didn't. If they did, I missed that.
Yeah, he got the thing back from that lady. He's like, this is one of the last times you can keep doing it.
But that was from the mom. That was from the sister.
Oh, that's why. Oh, he got the sister. I thought he went to get to Bonnie's glass.
It was Bonnie. No, Bonnie's. Well, he took her the needle. Remember, he brought the needle to the girlfriend the last time. And she goes, you can't keep doing this.
Oh, that's right.
It was a needle he brought to her to have DNA tested. The glass was
so
the
it
first
was her one. Needle.
Yeah, the sister's needle.
Not the guy's needle.
Yes.
Oh, then now it makes sense. So now we know it's not the sister's, it is Bonnie.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now,
yeah.
Now we're confused. Okay.
So,
oh, thank God. Because I was like, that they destroyed their storyline.
Yeah, because it butchered their own. Exactly. Well, because it was confusing. She's yelling with some random guy in the car.
I now know I need to watch the show twice.
Well, she's yelling with some random guy in a car.
Yeah.
And then they go in the car. I'm like, wait, is that... Whose car? That car is a mess.
Right. I'm like, this is nasty. First of all, get your car detailed. But then that's another scene.
Yeah.
You know,
they don't show that. Yeah. But I love what we're getting with that, because I love how, first off, I almost thought for sure Oliver is the one we're going to kill, because he's getting some
nosebleeds.
You
were the one who knew it wasn't Oliver.
No, but I'm saying in this episode when it started,
right,
and he went to Frank, and he's like, so why are you checking his phone? And
thank
I'm like,
you.
Oliver, stop.
That's what
you're
I'm saying.
You're putting yourself in a cross.
Like,
yeah.
He told you to stop. Because he had the biggest crush on this dude. I know once you go black, I know the deal.
Well, that's the thing. He didn't want to
still.
Think that he was in love with another bad guy because he fell in
but
love
he
with
is.
The immigrant.
He's
and
always,
then they got rid of him.
We're all bad guys.
He's going to get rid of all of his misters.
Thank
like,
you. They're all bad guys, Oliver. And Oliver, I love when he goes, oh, you had the hacker hack me? What?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, hacker hack.
Yes. He was like, stop
so good.
It. Stop meddling.
Yeah, exactly. Stop meddling now. We're done. Just stop it. And I like how, what's his name, Connor, had that explosive scene with Annalise.
Hold
and
on.
She
can we
said,
just say, can we, before we say what she said,
right?
I love how he's like the victim again. Dude, you're in college for free.
Thank you.
Shut the hell up.
Right.
Your dad got his money back.
Take your white privilege.
Stupid.
Thank you.
And you mad because you're free?
And that you now are on one of the top legal teams because everybody's looking at her because she won a Supreme Court case. Are you kidding me, fool?
Thank you.
And I love she had it. She goes, listen, I don't drink no more. Calm down. She goes, I'm doing all these things for everybody else. And listen, that doesn't come with I'm changing the world or be nice. I can't do both.
Yeah.
So you need to learn that. Now you're off the case. Congratulations, Bonnie's son. You're now on the case. Oh, he does, she didn't
take
say that
chair,
part.
Yeah.
But she
did.
No, she didn't say Bonnie's son.
Oh, no, yeah.
So, you know, I added that
Maddox,
in for effect.
Yeah.
Yes. She just said, you black, white, the new West. Oh, I think she said, the new West. Get over here.
I knew you were going to ask.
Get over here. It's like when my mom would get mad at me and my brother, or one of us, you know, because at the same time. And she was so mad. Like, come here, Michael. You know who your name is. Get over here. Because we have Michael and we have Matthew. You know,
and
all
both were M.
And we're both M. So it was just because it took her out of the skit. Because she's very intimidating, which you need in a mom. You know,
yes,
you need that.
Yes.
But it took her out of that moment when she has to go, because she's a snapper figure. You know who you are. Get over here. You know, like, it took her out of being mad.
Yeah, she can't be mad when you can't remember the name.
Yes, that reminds me of Annalise. With,
yeah, oh, but
Connor.
She.
But her and Connor, they love each other.
And that's the thing.
And I think that's
Connor,
why they're so exposed to that one
well,
another.
Connor's not used to it, because isn't his
right.
dad like.
Yeah, his dad is very, like, polished in a way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we don't really. Like, it's a very. Professional relationship.
And we didn't meet his mom at all.
No.
So, and at least like his mom.
Right. And she's tired of everybody's mom.
Love. He can't
you know?
Receive it.
She was like, listen, I was going to be a mom. He's dead. Then I thought Wes was it and wasn't. He's dead. And now you want to not die and you be mad at me and I can't drink no more.
I love how she goes, I ain't even drinking.
Thank you. And then when she goes home and she just screams on the floor like because it's the future now, she goes, ah! I was like, what did you just do, Annalise? I think she threw away her bourbon. This is the Tiva Mike Show.
I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I will give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And whatever you do, whether it be in word or deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Rejoice always pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. We are the number one and fastest growing pop culture infused podcast in the nation.
Nation.
Tell it to the glory. All the conversation doesn't stop here. It continues at TiVoMike.com. That's TIVOMike.com. All information about our podcast can be found there at TiVoMike.com because it's always available because it's online. Because that's what the online is. It's always up there, no matter what happens, except on holidays. Just kidding. It's always there. So, anywho, what are we talking about next?
So, before we go to the next
part. That's right, because you got to tell who died. So, let me tee you up. So, this guy, Entertainment Guru, doesn't miss anything. If you all remember Criminal Intent, he is him. That is D'Onofrio, Vincent D'Onofrio.
I love Vincent D'Onofrio.
He's awesome.
Can't wait for Daredevil 3.
I was getting ready to say, come on! So, this is why he's awesome. He's a detective. He knows. So, you are going to give us your
prediction
for who the killer is.
I'm standing by this now, because now I feel I have enough evidence to go with it, and Annalise gave me the concreted part that I needed.
Uh-oh, because of how tortured she felt.
Yes, so we're going to kill Nate. Because they had that very heartbreaking scene between Nate Sr. and Nate Jr. where his dad's going to be in the psych ward.
Right.
And you saw how it tore him up. And then when his redemption...
Well, the dad took it better than...
Oh, yeah, because the dad's like, well, that's a win for me.
Right, I'm not in jail.
But Nate, he was just ready to have that relationship that he lost because of this wrongful conviction from when he was a kid.
Right.
And the redeeming scene was him trying to get the girl... who's in the forensic office to give him a chance to explain.
Well, that's right.
And so, you know what? Let's just move on before anybody else gets hurt.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, all right, well, we cut that. His dad's not going to live with him, so they cut that story.
Right.
The girlfriend doesn't care why he's helping Annalise, so we cut that story because she doesn't want to be his girlfriend anymore.
I didn't even think about that.
And Annalise still loves Nate.
She does.
Every time something happens, she kind of thinks about calling him, but then she holds back.
Good.
And then she gets that tortured scene because we don't know where Nate is at the end.
That's true.
And
he's the only one that brings the bad news to Bonnie.
Yes, because he's the one who's going to get involved to let her know about her son.
Wow.
And we still don't know if Bonnie's going to find out about her son.
Oh, my God.
My thing is I'm trying to figure out where Nate got involved, why he has Christopher.
Right.
But it's going to be Nate that they kill.
Well, that would make sense that they would act, because again, remember I was all about, it's got to be someone who will watch the baby. And if they're all going to the wedding...
It makes sense that they would ask
that he be invited, because the baby's now with Laurel at the wedding.
Because Bonnie brought it in from whoever she killed outside.
Right.
Or whoever killed him, Bonnie saw the baby outside with the body, picked it up and brought it in.
And he would be invited to the wedding where Bonnie's boyfriend wouldn't be.
Yes.
And, yeah. So, wait a minute. So, if he's the one that's dead, then Oliver is watching Nate die? Or he's with Connie's or Bonnie's son having sex.
Well, no, he's not going to cheat. Connor is very loyal in that sense, so he's not going to cheat on.
No, Connor's loyal.
I mean, no, but, Oliver's loyal. Okay. Connor was the one that was a whore.
Yeah, but he was always honest about it. He never cheated.
Remember, well, he did cheat.
They broke up, and then he's like, "See, I'm going to show you that it doesn't matter."
Is that what you tell me, Ross?
Yeah. They were on the break. So I'm Team Ross. You're Team Rachel.
Yeah.
This is
so
good.
But Oliver's always been, like, all in. So even when he was allowed to be a slut,
right,
he couldn't go through it without feeling guilty.
That's a good point.
So he's not going to cheat. He just likes the idea of Maddox. Plus, Maddox isn't gay. They're not going to bring another black gay guy.
Right. That's true. So maybe... Yes! So Oliver probably tries to have a talk with Annalise about getting Connor... a chance of something. Nate comes in with the Bonnie thing. I don't know how it's all going to work out.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out, but I'm almost positive now.
But we're close to find out, because they normally tell us before the midbreak.
Yeah. And it's definitely going to be neat.
So next week we find out, or two
no,
weeks
No, we
from
find
now?
Out in 3 weeks.
3 weeks. So not tonight.
Christmas.
And not
right
next
week. Oh, before Thanksgiving or whatever,
so,
yeah.
Okay. Ah, it's still so long, though.
Oh, yeah. They can make you wait.
Oh, man. It's such a good
but
show.
I'm almost, I'm
and they redeemed
like,
themselves
like
this season.
90% sure it's neat.
Wow.
Like, I'm like.
So tell us your predictions
crazy.
At hello@tvmike.com or tweet your predictions at us at egmike84 on Twitter. Ah, whoa. Oh. Now it's Law and Order. SVU. Dun dun.
Let me tell you, so I watched this episode 3 times.
Okay, you got to explain.
So I watched
it
the first time. The woman empowerment cult.
Oh, thank you.
So I watched it 3 times because.
Wow.
Because
that's a wow, wow, wow.
Well, because I wanted to.
Wow, wow, wow.
I wanted to understand why this guy made her kill her, like made the other girls like. I get it. I get the premise, right?
Right.
But this is women empowerment. And I guess that's where it lost me, right? The episode I really thought was good.
Right.
The actor I know from other stuff, like he was in Shameless and some other little roles here and there. I even think he was on Law and Order, the regular Law and Order.
Right.
As a bad guy. What I didn't understand was, we're talking about women empowerment.
Right.
I get how, I love Olivia's line where he's the worst kind of predator.
Yes, because he knows exactly what he's doing.
All your idea
right.
to be this way.
And changing everything for what they're doing.
Exactly.
And knowing how to make them feel.
To manipulate them.
All right, comfortable,
yes.
Vulnerable.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, what the flip are you doing?
So.
He knows what he's doing.
I was like, wow. But the fact that he didn't even do the killing.
Right.
He got 2 of the other women. One to kill.
And who rips out a flipping rib cage?
The other guy.
They're so empowered, they took the rib cage out.
They're trying to get that tattoo off.
The last time the rib cage was removed on a woman was never.
Exactly.
On TV, they showed it.
I know. Dick, I love how Rob's like, I got this. Yeah, go sit down.
Yeah, you are pregnant. You were due 2 months ago. Go sit down. And they keep making her pregnant. Is she pregnant in real life? She must be pregnant in real life.
In real life, yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, you don't need this character pregnant again. Enough. With the storyline.
I do like that Olivia gave us a little shallowness.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, a doctor? Go ahead, Rollins. Because it's the first time you can see her ever be even a little shallow.
A little bit of shallowness. And I loved it. It makes her playful again.
Yeah.
Not always so serious.
Oh,
not beating up a grandmother who's stealing her baby boy.
Are we putting her with her physical trainer? Asking him to move in and watch her squat make dinner?
Oh.
I was like, hold up.
Oh, I see.
Hold up. Y'all better stop playing.
They're not doing it. He's black. They won't
and
do
I
that.
Like, I was
yeah.
like,
they won't do that.
Well, she's not white.
What is she?
Well, she's white skin.
Right.
But isn't she like, she's foreign.
Oh, okay. So maybe they could.
It would hurt their image.
Right, because color with color. Like laundry.
Yes. But I laughed because she was like, all right, well, you move in.
That's right.
And I'll make dinner. You can
yes.
you can count my squats
well,
while I'm making dinner for no one.
And I like that they do put her training because she was out of breath the last episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Running.
Exactly.
I was also out of breath watching her run out of breath. That's how fat I am. I mean, I couldn't eat my Oreo fast enough. I was like, wait. Calm down. You ever eat so fast you sweat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, man. So fast.
I think what I love the most about the episode, because we don't get it too often.
Right.
Is police brutality.
Yeah.
I know it
right.
sounds horrible.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, when you hear it all the time in news.
Yes.
And Chicago does such a good job of smacking around the perp.
All the time.
New York never hits the perp.
Thank you.
And
ever.
I love how it's
and
hormonal.
And they're the ones who deserve the hit.
Yeah.
By
I
the
love
way.
How it was hormonal.
Right.
It wasn't like the guys did it.
Yes.
It was like her watching her give the story of woman empowerment. And Rollins goes, I'm so sick of this mess. Open the door. Get up. The girl didn't get up. She pulled the chair right from under her.
Thank you.
Boom. And put her head up.
And her
up.
Face.
Are you feeling power?
Yeah. I was like, what is she doing? Rollins, get up. Rollins. I'm like, no, let her do it. She turned into Stabler.
Yeah.
And I said, bless God, we need
yes.
some Stabler moments.
Yes.
Because these people do wood crack.
Yes.
You're seeing the worst of society all the time. And you're seeing these women act like they're the victims. The way they, well, no, the way he manipulated me. And so no, you. I need you to recognize that you are something and you know you're wrong.
Yes.
Because if you were so empowered and correct, you would have told us the truth.
Thank you.
Yeah, I killed her. And you know why I killed her? Because she should have died because she had a rib cage that needed to be removed to get rid of the doggone tattoo.
You know what else I loved? I loved how the husband was the one who was like taking pictures of the yoga class. I love how Ice-T, oh, wow, these are good. You know what? He doesn't even ask. We're taking this. Like, he ain't gonna argue with you.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have just, yeah.
You're the only thug on the show.
And he's gotta thug it right.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't. Someone else was saying, oh, you know, Ice-T, he's not really a good actor. I said, listen, he is a great actor. He just plays himself, and that's what we want. We want tea that's full of ice. This is the Tito and Mike Show, and that was a good joke.
A twisted crown of thorns, too small in size, was pressed into his brow and blood flowed in his eyes, blinding him to all but the prize. This is humility personified, the blood of God not realized. His back lashed open both deep and wide with whips made up of sin and pride. And though men love things that are deified, not a God who's crucified, but that's my God, he comes to die.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. You're listening here on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Box Off Radio, Radio Public.
Spotify.
You're listening to us wherever. Wherever you're listening, we're in your ear.
We're in there like swimwear.
Ooh, tell it. Which is really in there.
That's
everybody
right.
On swimwear? Believe it or not.
No, I'm always afraid I won't be able to get it off.
Oh, my gosh. What's next on our agenda
so,
today?
Next on the agenda is your show, Long in the Tooth, Grey's Anatomy.
Long in the Tooth. Let me just tell you how, and here's why
you
I added
that. Yeah. And that was like the best thing I could have ever heard.
Right.
Long in the
we
tooth.
Don't use that expression that much anymore, long
no.
in the tooth.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting a little long in the tooth there for those people who are under 30. This means people who are old, as you know, past their prime.
Like the family member you all know is going to die but still hasn't died yet. That's what long in the tooth is referring to.
I can't. Oh,
but
oh.
Then, Auntie Nisi have an 89th birthday? Didn't y'all say she was in the hospital?
What mean she's back at home? What? Come on now. Another gift?
Nothing.
What do you give the woman who has nothing? So sorry. That's wrong. So sorry. What do you give the woman? I'm cutting all that out. Alrighty. That's just vicious.
Oh.
Anyway. The reason I added, this is tongue-in-cheek, a long in the tooth, two
yes.
expression I got to use today, for Grey's Anatomy is because there wasn't one. And this is how good Thursday was without it. So I was like, okay, I have to watch
how
the
how amazing
show.
Was it?
It was amazing. The way the non-writers were non-writing,
yep.
The way these non-actors were non-acting, the silence, the absence of anything was great.
Because you can be done. You were like, I just warm up for How to Get Away?
Right, that's it. You know what I did? I went to the bathroom. I looked in the mirror. I put my hands on both sides of my face.
Breathe.
And I said, breathe.
I'm never going to.
It was beautiful. I said, breathe.
I love that. You know what I loved about that even more?
Oh, good.
Was the fact that Jack did it for Randall.
Yes.
But he only did it for Randall because someone did that for him.
Right. Another black man.
Oh.
And he did it for another black man. And when he did that for Randall, it was one of the most... That scene is actually the background on my work computer.
That's like one of the best scenes.
Best. Because it really spoke to how to live your life. Just breathe. That's all you can do in this moment, is breathe. And what's been going on lately with the Grey's Anatomy this season, unlike the other seasons, because it is long in the tooth. It's going to end. But it's not ending because they have all new things. They're ramping up and they're doing things.
Are they all these spinoffs to China?
Yes. More like Station 1925 or whatever it's called. So the thing is, with the new season of Grey's Anatomy, all of the actors are getting a return to what they did the first season.
Okay.
So Meredith is jumping back into looking for a person versus not looking for a person to be with because she's married to her job, the way she was in the first season when she was getting ready to be with Doc.
So she's content now.
She's content-ish. And she's trying to figure out, is it okay to be in love with the job, the way she was in the first season when she was with Mr. McDreamy, because she their beginning years were like, well, I'm with you, I like you, but remember, I'm here for my job, I'm here for the legacy for my mom.
Dreamy was what, Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah.
Okay.
And oh, he was, to me, he's always the kid in those, the pizza delivery, what was it called, Lover Boy, or the Can't Buy Me Love?
Love, yeah, Love Don't, well, yeah. I was going to say Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Yeah.
That was the Nick Cannon, Christina Milian remake.
Right.
Well, that was the title of the movie.
Right.
With Nick Cannon. Actually called Can't Buy My Love.
Right. It was so, he won't become anything but that in my mind.
That's like John Cusack and Say Anything. Like he's always the Say Anything.
Holding up the boombox. Like, I'm like, he needs to find, now he just hold up an Alexa.
Yeah.
So then the other guy who is a chief in the first episode this season is becoming chief-like again.
Okay.
Because he's becoming the advice giver. He's training the people all informally, by the way, because they put this character through a lot. He became an alcoholic. He lost his Alzheimer's wife. Yeah. They hurt that man. They almost Cosby'd him, okay? Like they almost took him.
Damn. Really?
Yeah. So, but now he's back to, he has gravitas, he's respected, and people listen to him for that. So that's returning. Then there's Alex Karev, whom what made him good is he was always a maverick. And in the beginning, he was like, I'm with people, but I'm not, because I'm trying to do what I want to do for the medical industry, and that's coming back. So I think they're getting ready to sunlight them, or put them into the sunset and let the new cast take over. I think that's where that's heading. But I could be wrong. I once was wrong at age 14.
If you love TV,
$405 and Libby.
If you love Jesus,
hallelujah.
We're going to love TiVo Mike. The TiVo Mike Show is a daily internet radio show that features the best of popular culture with a Christian point of view. TiVo Mike teaches you about Jesus and popular TV shows with the entertainment guru, Mike Warner. From The Walking Dead to The Big Bang Theory, you'll experience entertainment that fills your spirit. The TiVo Mike Show airs weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Or subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Learn more at TiVoMike.com. That's TiVoMike.com.
Oh my gosh. So guys, tonight SBU will be at, is on.
Yes.
Watch it. I think tonight. I can't even deal. It's called Exile. So just know
what?
That the episode is going to be crazy tonight.
Wow. Is it about Stabler?
No.
Because he's in exile.
I can't. You're in therapy.
I miss Stabler.
You're in therapy.
I love
Stabler. Watch Happy.
Okay.
Go watch Happy on.
Is that a Stabler show?
That's the show he's in now. It's hilarious.
Is it on Netflix? Is that where I'm watching?
No. I got to look up and tell you the station is on, but you can get the app for it. It's amazing. It's funny. I love it.
Wow. Okay.
It's definitely a funny show.
Good.
But that will get your Stabler fix.
Thank you.
But for Benson and the crew, they're on tonight. Is Grey's back tonight?
Yes, it's back tonight.
So get bored again with Grey's. And How to Get Away with Murder.
That's going to be the hat. Get bored again.
And I'll make the hat. And, I'll, and on the crossbinder, on the piece that goes in the back,
right.
I'll have it stitched in Grey's Anatomy. And don't forget, it's Thursday, guys. So you know How to Get Away with Murder's back.
With a vengeance.
Yes.
and you know it's going to be good. Because I want to see Connor's response. I want to see who's the new West. What's his name?
Maddox.
Maddox. I want to see what Maddox says.
Actually,
all they did was turn the letter upside down. See West, and then they turned it to them. Maddox.
Yeah, I can't. I'm going to get him to follow me on Twitter. Because he tweets a lot. His name
really?
Is Something Rome, and he tweets a lot. I'm going to get him to... One of my characters from Elite the Weapon, Chandler Rennie, who plays Rihanna, actually favorited one of his tweets the other day, randomly. So
see? This is going to be good. All right, so get him to follow you on Twitter, and then tell him, don't go the way of West. It's not a good alleyway. Anywho, make sure you follow Jesus daily, not just Sunday.
The TiVo Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. That's it for the TiVo Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.